Thinking your chronic back pain was caused by an old sports injury? You could be painfully wrong. It might be an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. Stay tuned, because later in the show, we'll tell you more. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome to the Roughing the Passer podcast. I'm Will Brinson. Costas joining me as we do every week to make some picks against the spread and get you some free money for one of my best bets. Last week, I've been like, what's the thing that measures beats and stuff? You know, your grandparents used to have one. Did your grandparents have one of those?
That measures what?
The thing that goes back and forth.
The metronome.
The metronome, yeah. I've been a metronome all season long, just vacillating from great to terrible. I'm hovering, I think I'm right above 500 on these picks. It's not great. But 2 weeks, 3 weeks left to make a difference. Get hot. I started to kind of feel it on these picks, Nick.
Well, with Rogue One coming out next week, I can't wait for it, the new Star Wars movie. I am a nerd. I do love Star Wars. No problem with saying it. It's time, buddy. The Empire will strike back this week. This year has been crazy. We've seen so many public favorites cover. I'm going on a pure public fade this week. I will be taking bad teams, getting points, and I'm going to love every second of it. I feel like this is going to be the week that the Empire strikes back.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I'm still sticking with it. Because this week, I said, the last 2 weeks, I said, I'm just taking the teams I like, and I've been 9-6 the last 2 weeks. I'm rolling with that. I got my picks in. I'm not going to change them. I think I like them, barring some sort of injuries. I don't know what my best bets are yet, but I think I'll have them up tonight. I'll list them on the podcast as we go along. Locking Fora doesn't have his picks in. What's going on with that, Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
Couple of things for you that listen. You can subscribe via Google Play, Stitcher. I think you can probably do it on Roku, but I don't know how. And, of course, iTunes and in the podcast app in your Apple iPhone. If you do that, you can leave us a review, a comment, you know, whatever. We appreciate those because it goes a long way and makes our bosses say, oh, people like you. You can also sign up for CBS All Access if you want to stream football games, including every single game that's on the NFL on CBS and little pregame, postgame stuff. You get all that action on CBS All Access. Go to CBS.com and sign up for that. It's a cool service, right, Nick? You're pro CBS All Access.
Love CBS All Access, and it's a tremendous deal. You could watch all the NFL games. You just get the great promo read. I've done it a million times myself. Just $5 a month. What is it? CBS.com/NFL?
Yeah, I think that's right. And in all seriousness, I'm not joking, you get every single 90210 episode. Don't tell me you don't love 90210.
Never watched it, but I feel like it's something that I would like. Yeah, I feel like I was a little too young for 90210.
I was in
the Saved by the Bell demographic.
Sure, that's a great show too. All the CSIs. My wife is a huge CSI and Criminal Minds, so it's a great deal for her. And then Frasier, for when my mother-in-law comes to town.
Yo, I think that Frasier is one of the great underrated shows in the history of television.
I would like it more if my mother-in-law didn't like it.
But I think it speaks well to your mother-in-law that she likes Frasier, though, because Frasier is a very intelligent show.
She demanded when we moved into our new house she was like, Brinson, where's my TV? I was like, what do you mean?
She calls you Brinson?
Yeah, everybody calls me Brinson. She's like, Brinson.
But your name is Will.
Yeah, but everybody, my wife calls me Brinson. Her last name's Brinson.
Your wife calls you Brinson.
Two other people. She's like, Brinson is doing this or Brinson is doing that.
This is odd to me.
Well, it basically started when we were in college. Our group of friends had like three Wills.
Okay.
And so you can't call everybody Will. And so we
grabbed. So you were Brinson.
Yeah, it's just easier.
What is your wife's name?
A.K.
Amy, right?
Ann.
Ann
Catherine A.K.
I've noticed because you've said A.K. and I'm like, who the
hell? Yeah, I know.
Who the hell is A.K.? Yeah. You're one of these dudes that like talks about people in your life and you refer to them by their nicknames and no one else knows.
No. A.K. is her name.
That's her name.
That's her name. She goes by A.K.
To everybody.
Everybody. To her parents.
I don't think I've ever. Has there ever been a woman that's gone by like initials like that?
Yeah. I got my cousin is L.J. She goes by L.J. But you know what? No, this is crazy. You know what my cousin's real name is? Lady Jane.
That's so when her parents was meant to go by LJ always?
No. Her grandmother's name is Lady, LADYE space yeah. JANE. That's some Atlanta Regal stuff right there.
Wait, so her name is
Lady.
Hold on. So her middle name is Jane or her first name is Lady?
No, her first name is Lady Jane.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so now Lady my wife. Right. My wife is a little tricky because she was Anne Catherine Wilkinson when she was, you know, her whole life. But then we got
Dubs.
Right. But you can't, when we got married, she couldn't drop Wilkinson because that was going to become her middle name. But she couldn't drop Anne or Catherine because that's her name. So now she's Anne Catherine is her new first name. Wilkinson middle name, Brinson last name. Right.
This is all highly, like, I feel like you're from the Carolinas, but I feel like you're from another planet.
Sorry, this is not a,
it's very weird.
This is a very Southern issue. It's,
listen, I'm from New York and I'm from my own insular world. So I got you.
That's fine. All right, let's fire into these games since nobody cares about my family's names.
No, interesting.
My first name is Robert. Did you know that?
That's your real first name?
Yeah.
So where does the Will come from?
Robert Williams with an S in the middle on Williams.
Oh, wait, so Robert Williams Brinson.
Yes, that's right.
You are so, it is tremendous. The more I learn about you, the more I'm fascinated by this whole situation. I feel like your family is like the opposite of the family on True Detective season one that killed all those people. Like, it's like similar to that sort of like mystique behind it. Like, you guys are like the anti, like, you guys help people as opposed to kill them, but it's that sort of same sort of level of intrigue.
That is, not quite. Like, I think ours is more like a surface level of that. Like, if you dig deep into some of these like Southern families, you'd be like, whoa. One of the guy, those friends that grown up, his name was Quinn. Do you know why his name was Quinn?
Because his parents like Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
He was the fifth. He was Art.
So they went with like quintuple. Like,
yeah, 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 yeah. So he was Quinn, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
I always love when like people are like the third or the fourth. Like, I feel like if that were me, I would announce myself with like in an ostentatious manner, like Nicholas Costos the third.
Absolutely. No. My brother-in-law,
Robert Williams Brinson the fifth.
My son is Robert Williams Brinson Jr. And then my brother-in-law is James Heilig Wilkinson the fourth.
That's so But like, how do you like, and you've associated with another family that also does the same thing. Is this commonplace where you're from?
It's pretty, it's pretty standard.
Wow.
Yeah, you just kind of end up, it ends up.
You're from like another planet. Like, you're in the same country, but it's almost like another planet. Or maybe I'm from the other planet.
I think it's just two planets that are floating nearby each other.
Worlds are colliding, Jerry. Right.
You should, when I end up in New York, you should see it. Like, I've been walking around New York before in like a pink polo, and I'm like, I look like an Easter egg, like an idiot.
But in New York, I mean, there's a little something for everybody.
That's true. That's true.
Who's your favorite character on Frasier?
I'm not a big Frasier guy.
I'm surprised that you don't think it's that funny.
I'd probably like it if I didn't.
It's ridiculously funny.
Yeah.
David Hyde Pierce and Kelsey Grammer are unbelievable.
Maybe
together.
I'll have to fire up some Frasier.
I guarantee that you like it. Guarantee.
Okay. All right. I'll dive into some Frasier. Also, Frasier was going on when my son was born, like on the TV, and it was very weird. Cause, you know, like my mother-in-law's, anyway. Speaking of the third, Earl Thomas the third. Because that's on the back of his jersey.
That's, I got to tell you, bro. Segway and a half.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I actually noticed it like 5 minutes ago and I was sitting on it. Earl Thomas III out for the Seahawks. Vegas don't care. Seahawks are 16-point favorites over the Rams, who recently fired Jeff Fisher 4-9. They fired Jeff Fisher with 4 days to go. It's so ridiculous. And,
how about Kevin Demoff's rationale? Oh, it's a short week. We're basically not installing a game plan, so it's not a big deal.
And the line opened at 14.5. It's climbed to 16. And the over-under is 38.5. You think that if you take the Rams and Jared Goff gets 14 points, you're going to win. You're going to split, worst-case scenario. I don't know how to feel about this because I have to take the Rams, but I sure as hell don't feel comfortable.
Oh, I feel great about it. I love taking the Rams in this spot.
Really?
Rams defense always plays well against Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. They've won 3 straight games against the Seahawks. Now, the Rams offense isn't going to be able to do much, but 16 is a massive, gargantuan number. I'll take the Rams here and feel good about it. Rams with the points.
Cover one for the fish? Win one for the Gipper?
Cover one for the fish would be more appropriate than win one, because they will not win the game.
No, they won't win. They could keep it close, though. God, 16 points is crazy. I can't take the Seahawks. Can't. Although I took the Patriots -14 against them, but different story. Dolphins at Jets. The Dolphins kept their AFC East hopes slimly alive, and certainly their playoff hopes alive. They're now 8-5 under Adam Gase. Ryan Tannehill won't be playing in this game, but the Jets will be playing Bryce Petty. The Jets are 2.5-point underdogs. I think you're probably taking the Jets here.
What were you taking?
I've got the Jets. I like divisional game. Do you really trust Miami and Matt Moore?
I do.
Oh, really?
In this spot, I feel like the Jets are done, right? Oh, well, it's not that a feeling that the Jets are done.
Good gut feeling there. It's bold.
The 4-9 Jets are done. Yes, correct. And look, Bryce Petty, very good last week in the comeback effort against the 49ers. That was the 49ers, mm-hmm. a team that's really done. Dolphins are playing for a playoff berth right now. I'm not sure how much of a downgrade Matt Moore actually is to Ryan Tannehill. And you've seen Matt Moore play in the Carolina for the Panthers. I actually think Matt Moore is one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league. Now, don't get my words twisted. I'm not saying he's a starter or that he should be a guy you hand the keys off a franchise to. But he's a good backup quarterback. And if he's got to steward the ship here for the next couple weeks, I think the Dolphins will be all right. I think Miami goes into MetLife, and I think the Dolphins emerge victorious. Give me the Dolphins to win, and I like the Dolphins to cover.
Before the season, I ranked every single backup quarterback situation. And I had Matt Moore at number 5, so you know how I feel. On the other hand, let's scroll all the way down, Nick, and let's see who I had at number 32. Oh, that's right. That's Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. What an idiot. Yeah, that's all right. I'll own it. It's fine. I'm surprised. I think they've turned off comments on that article. Thank goodness.
I think that I'm a rare breed of people. I actually enjoy, like people say, don't read the comments. I always read the comments.
I always read the comments. I usually respond to people.
Oh, I love it. And the best thing is usually people hate you, and then like you say something nice, and then they love you.
That's exactly right. You kill them with kindness. That's what I like to
like,
do.
Hey, like, your voice makes me want to drown kittens. Thanks so much for watching and listening. I appreciate it. Oh, like, you've got a sense of humor. Now I really like you. Great.
Yes, absolutely. No, it's true. I'll take the Jets getting points at home. Another low over under 38. Colts at Vikings on CBS. Oh, that Dolphins-Jets game is a Saturday night game.
Yes.
Ooh, weird stuff happens on Saturday night. Oh, Saturday night. Colts at Vikings. I've got a dilemma here, Nick.
Go ahead.
I got to decide, am I starting? I'm in a situation where I've got Andrew Luck as my quarterback in fantasy. I could pick up Carson Palmer or Joe Flacco.
Well, I can tell you this because I had this conversation with Jamie Eisenberg and Dave Richard earlier today on Fantasy Football Today. They will tell you to start Flacco over all those guys.
Yeah, they don't have him ranked that way, though.
No, but like this week, like I have in like a big league semifinal game, I have Mariota or Palmer, and they advised me to play Joe Flacco over both of them.
Yeah, no, I totally think, and I listen to the Fantasy Football Today podcast. You should check out both
of
those.
I don't listen to it.
I like,
but I host a show with those guys all the time. So,
well, I like listening to things that Adam Azer says and then throwing them back in his face.
Nice, that's always fun.
Yeah, like I'll just tweet Adam and be like, "You have a terrible take on, like they think Die Hard is a Die Hard Christmas movie or not Christmas movie."
You know what my answer to this is? Who gives a you know what? Why is this? This is like the hot dog a sandwich. Like get something new to talk about.
Right. Also, a hot dog not a sandwich. So
of course a hot dog's not. If it were it's a sandwich.
It'd be called a pork sandwich.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? No, Die Hard's not a Christmas movie because people get killed in the movie, and that's not the spirit of Christmas. So no, Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
All right.
Die Hard is. It's an action movie, and a preposterous one, and a good one.
But the Andrew Luck thing, everybody's got Luck in their top 10. They got 6 is the lowest these guys have him. I think the problem is Luck could throw 50 times against the Vikings.
Yeah, and no, he's not throwing 50. He'll get hurt before he throws 50.
Would you start Flacco over Luck and feel good about it?
I mean, those are two separate questions.
Would you start Flacco over Luck?
No.
Would you take the Vikings -4 at home against the Colts, who probably just lost their season?
It's tough. I think I probably lean towards taking Minnesota. Yeah.
I got Indianapolis. I think this is
I can see it going either way.
Yeah, this is not one that would be on my best bets by any means. I think the Vikings could probably run on this Colts team, and Minnesota's fighting for its playoff lives. You got to remember the Colts aren't dead yet. They're probably dead. They're wounded and limping
to
the hospital.
What a bad loss, man. What a bad loss on Sunday.
Chuck Pagano should be fired.
Well, Chuck Pagano and Ryan Grigson come back, like they've got
4-year extensions.
Yeah, it's insane.
The two plays, and I highlighted this in my Sorting the Sunday Pile column, which you can read on CBSSports.com. But one, the Clowney sack fumble.
Yes. Oh, I saw your tweets about this. It was good stuff. Yeah.
But they lined up Dwayne Allen against Clowney 101. Like, what are you doing? And then the other play on the 4th-and-1, like, all right, our season is literally on the line. This is our last play, last gasp. Let's run a screen to Robert Turbin 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's a terrible play call. Chud. It's a chud play call.
Chud.
I'll take the Colts just because I think it'll be a field goal game, but no, I don't feel great about it. I can see Andrew Luck coming back and winning the game late or covering the game late. Some garbage time touchdown. Eagles at Ravens. The Ravens came up close against the Patriots, but not really that close. Eagles, Ravens minus six at home against the Eagles. Over-under a 40.5. By the way, the over-under of that Vikings-Colts game is 45.5, so a little some more points expected. I like Baltimore. I think Philly's toast.
I like Philly in this spot here. I think the Eagles will cover. And I thought, you know, they should have won that game last week. You had a Carson Wentz red zone interception. You had all the problems with the snap and the field goal attempts. Like, they really like, hey, I might have the Eagles last week against the Redskins. Yeah, I should have covered. They cost me some money, cost me a super contest win. That was annoying. But I think Philly now, with Jordan Matthews back, with Ryan Matthews back, I like this offense better. I don't like this line. I think Philly's going to keep this game close. I think Philly might be a sneaky money line play here.
Wow.
I think Philly's going to cover, and I think it'll be a field goal game either way.
This is a must-win game for the Ravens. Have to win game if you want to make the playoffs.
Correct. 100%.
They have three games left. If they win two of them, so they have Philly and at Cincinnati and then at Pittsburgh, right? This is their last home game of the season.
Correct.
So if you're the Ravens, you have to win this game. I think Philly's defense has kind of fallen off a cliff. I think this is a Ravens blowout. But the line is big. The line is surprisingly big. Steelers at Bengals. What a gem at 1 o'clock on CBS. Oh no, the Bengals are 5-7-1. The Steelers are minus three in Cincinnati, which probably presents some sort of value.
I'm going to take the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Steelers.
I'm going to take the Bengals here because this is a public fade by yours truly. I'm tired of the public of chalk covering. I'm tired of the public winning money on these favorites. I am going on a pure public fade this week with no rationale behind it because I think it's going to happen mathematically. I'm going to take the Bengals here in this spot.
When you mentioned the public fade you're going to pull, I immediately thought of one game. We're not there yet, but when we get there, I'll tell you, and I have a good stat for you. Titans at Chiefs. The Chiefs are minus five. That's high for a Titans team, the 7-6. And quite frankly, I don't know. I mean, I think the Titans can win and keep it close and have it be a sloppy game over under 42. I actually think I like Tennessee in this spot.
I like Tennessee as well. I don't know if I'm going to pick the Titans to win, but I do think that they'll keep it close enough to cover. Numbers opened at six. Excuse me here. Am I looking at the right thing? Yes, number opened at six. Now it's down to 5.5 or 5, depending on where you're shopping. At Pinnacle, it's 5. So some sharp money coming in on Tennessee. And I think the Titans will be able to run the ball a little bit here. You know that they're not going to look to throw it a lot with those Chiefs pass rushers. They will be able to run the football. And I think that their defense will be good enough to limit some of what Alex Smith does in the passing game. So I'll take Tennessee to cover here. Chiefs probably win, but Titans keep it close.
Yeah. I don't see it being a touchdown game. I mean, it'll probably swing late, and that's fine. I can live with that. Lions at the Giants. Who's the bigger 9-4 fraud in this game? It's the Lions. It's the Lions.
I think that they're both fairly fraudulent 9-4 teams, but in this instance, given Matthew Stafford's injury, like we don't know what's going to go on with that thumb with the middle finger on his hand, and with the way the Giants defense is playing, I think you have to back Big Blue in this spot here. I don't even think I think it's pretty close to a no-brainer that you play the Giants. Lay it or don't play it.
What is the line that I was given was 4.5? And
it's up to 5 now.
Oh, see, if it gets up to a touchdown, I'm taking Detroit.
It's not going up to a football. Up to a touchdown.
A football.
It's
one full football.
Yeah.
I just think, I mean, Detroit keeps everything within one score. You know what I'm saying?
The line will not go up to a touchdown.
Okay. It's 6. I'm probably still taking Detroit. I just think it'll be close.
It won't go up to 6.
All right.
I mean, maybe it will. I just don't think it will.
Okay. I got Detroit. They lose or win by a field goal in every game.
It's true.
You know, and
except for that New Orleans game.
But they won that one handily. They haven't lost. I mean, they haven't lost by more than 7 points all season. And that was
crazy.
Yeah, the only thing that wasn't close is that game at Green Bay. Texans hosting the Jets.
Even that game was close. They were down by the 24 and they came back and only lost by 7.
Yeah, they threw a late touchdown at wide open Golden Tate touchdown to backdoor cover. Texans 7-6 in control of the division, hosting the Jaguars, 6-point favorites in a over under 39 game. This is not a game. This is a game. This is why you get CBS All Access to stream this game.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. $5 a month, CBS.com/NFL CBS All Access. I'm taking the Jaguars here to cover. I have no real reason why. I hate Blake Bortles. I think Gus Bradley will obviously be fired in a couple weeks. I'm fading the public here. I'm backing Jacksonville. At some point, the Jaguars are going to cover as a value-getting underdog. This is the spot.
No, I love the Texans. I love the Texans in this spot. Best bet of the week. They are just a better team.
That is accurate.
And the Texans aren't good.
Better.
Maybe Blake Bortles steals it on the back door. If it's seven, I'm not touching it, obviously. But six, I think they're up 14 late, and Blake maybe throws a late touchdown and then goes for two or something weird because Gus just doesn't care. The Texans are just a better team, and the Jaguars are really, really bad.
I'm going to take Jaguars, and I think that they're going to cover. I think it's a field goal game either way.
So just to look here, the Houston Texans are 4-1-1 against the spread at home, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are 3-3 on the road. I'll take the Texans. I think they cover. I like it. I don't love it. Brock Osweiler stinks.
He's horrible.
Lamar Miller. I need Lamar.
What are they going to do with him?
Brock Osweiler. They're going to have to ride him out for another year. You have to. The contract says you have to, unless you can like trade for Romo and just deal with some major cap issues. I just don't see that happening, though. You know, like that's. That doesn't feel like a viable play, does it?
No.
No. It's kind of sad sounding. All right, here's the game that I know you're going to take. I know which way you're going to lean, and I don't think you're going to like it. Browns at Bills. The Bills are 10-point favorites.
I'm going to take Buffalo.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo. I can't take Cleveland. Not with RG3 starting. If it were Cody Kessler or McCown, I'd consider the Browns. Yo, RG3 is the worst quarterback in the league. Like, I would rather have Blake Bortles than RG3,
no.
And it's not close.
You think so?
RG3's lost, man.
Yeah, he is. Like,
I actually kind of feel bad for the dude.
Do you play golf? You play golf?
Not well.
Right. So, like, I went out. I shoot, like, in the 90s. I'm shooting in the 80s if I play a lot.
I don't even know if that's good or bad.
Okay. Well, so anyway, I got into a dark spot one time with my golf game, where I was just shanking all my irons right. Like, I went out to a par 3 course with some buddies.
I love par 3s.
I love it too. It's great, but like, I couldn't hit like my iron straight off a par 3 mat. Like, it was brutal. And I went and spent, and I'm just trying to describe, this is where I think RG3's head is. And I went and spent, like, I hit 150 balls at a range trying to figure it out before our annual trip to Pinehurst. And I've developed a blister, and I'm leaving, and I set my bag down behind my car, and I'm loading it up. I got a bunch of kids' stuff in there, and I move it around. I go to open the side, and I close it, and I get in the car, and I back up. And I backed up over my golf clubs. Mm. And that's where RG3 is. He is in the parking lot of the golf course.
Like, he was in a dark spot, and now he has plunged into further darkness.
Right. He's in a dark spot. He's back out there. He's like, all right, I'm just going to hit a couple balls. Said, oh, God. All right, 150 balls later, and now he's just backing over his golf clubs, and he looks up, and he sees that everybody's on the practice tee or practice putting green, and they can look into the parking lot, and they're looking at him backing over his damn golf clubs, and he's losing his mind.
Wow. Poor RG3.
I went and got real drunk after that because I broke the head off my driver in my three-wheel.
Hearing that story makes me want to get drunk, to be honest. Or maybe that's just regular everyday life.
Right. Maybe so. It was humiliating, but I got my game back, so that's good.
The Bills will annihilate Cleveland.
This is a Rex Ryan back against the wall, Tyrod back against the wall. All right, here's the other question. Would you start Tyrod Taylor over Drew Brees in fantasy?
No. And the reason why is because you've seen this recently with teams that play against the Browns. The quarterback basically takes the day off. They don't need him. The Bills are going to run the ball down their throats.
LeSean McCoy is going to have a monster game.
Monster game. But Gillislee could have a monster game too. So even that's tough in daily fantasy. But yeah, you can't take the Browns. I won't. I'm not taking Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm against LeSean in fantasy this week. I'm not really thrilled about it in the playoffs. It's just like, you just know you're going to be toast. You know, like, he's going to put up a 35. This is what, he's just going to run for 150 yards and two touchdowns.
But again, like, my worry is that, like, McCoy gets his and Gillislee gets his in terms of fantasy-wise. But in terms of the game, I think the Bills will massacre Cleveland.
I agree. Packers at Bears. Good Lord, this game is up to 6.5 with the Bears getting 6.5 against the suddenly white-hot Green Bay Packers, who I think we all agree are probably going to win out and go to the playoffs, right? That's where my head's at.
Yeah, I think I probably agree, yeah.
Having said that, give me Chicago.
I love the Bears here. I love the Bears.
It might be a best bet.
as Pete Prisco would say, I love the Bears in this spot here. 100%. Alshon Jeffrey's back. Matt Barkley looks pretty decent. This is, you are getting the Packers at the ape. Like, they're too valued right now. Mm-hmm. After what we saw last week, the blowout over Seattle. On the road, Soldier Field. I'll take Chicago to fall inside the number.
And the Bears defense has been all right. And Matt Barkley's been better than people expected.
Yes, he has been. And I expected him to be horrendous, and he hasn't been. So credit to him.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to pause very quickly for a short commercial break. And then we'll be back to look at these afternoon games.
Hey, sports fans. If you're like me, you love a pickup basketball game or a round of golf with your friends. And maybe you thought an awkward jump shot or a few ugly swings were causing your chronic back pain. Truth is, you could be painfully wrong. Because if your back pain started before age 40 and has lasted longer than 3 months, it could point to an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. To learn if your symptoms could signal AS, take a short quiz at asbackpainquiz.com. Then talk to your doctor. Find out if you could be painfully wrong. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, 49ers at Falcons. Whoa, this is a shootout coming. Falcons minus 14 at home, 51.5 over under. If you own Devontae Freeman or Tevin Coleman in fantasy, you're feeling very good about life because those guys are going to run wild. Matt Ryan with a chance to keep building on his MVP campaign. But who knows if Julio Jones and Mohamed Sanu will play this week. If I'm the Falcons, I sit them.
If I'm the Falcons, I sit them too and run the ball on every single play.
Yeah, and then chunk a couple deep to Taylor Gabriel.
I'm going to take the 49ers with the points.
I am as well. That's too many points. I don't feel comfortable.
It's a total, I'm fading the public. That's the rationale.
So San Francisco is 2-10-1 against the spread this year.
That's not good.
It's not great, Bob. 1-4-1 on the road, at least, which is better than 1-6 at home. Hey, I think the issue is, Nick, some of these games, and I think you're seeing it, the Cowboys are the best example of it. The line inflation, and the Packers are a great example too with this road game at the Bears. You're telling me the Packers are a 12.5-point favorite over the Bears?
Correct. I mean, but
there's a lot of inflation, and I think this is kind of the week where we're seeing Vegas, the guys in the desert are trying to catch up with the public. Because everybody's just hammering against the Browns. They're like, all right, fine, we're going to make it 10.
Like, correct.
Everybody's hammering against the 49ers. They're like, all right, 14 points. What do you need from us? And the Rams, it's like, fine, 16. The line is 16. Please, take the Seahawks.
Yeah, because it has not been a good run for the books here. So that's why I'm saying, like, I think, like, mathematically, they'll bounce back. I think it'll be this week. I'll take San Francisco. I have no real football reason behind that pick, so there it is. I'm taking San Francisco.
It's 14. I'm just not. The Falcons are good, but they're not 14 points better than anybody.
It's way too many points.
Yeah, and look, this is Week 14. Weird things happen in Week 14. Except it's Week 15. Weird things happen
Except
in Week 15.
I was just saying. I was like, it was Week 14 last week.
Yeah. Well, nothing weird. I meant Week 15, but I. This is everybody's fantasy playoffs has started, which means weird stuff is going to ensue.
I like when weird stuff ensues.
Yeah, me too. It's way better. So next up, Saints Cardinals over under 50. See, you're telling me that there's going to be less points in Saints Cardinals than there are in 49ers Falcons? That's weird.
Well, Atlanta will probably, it's going to score a lot of points.
I guess.
And the Cardinals offense stinks. And the Saints offense hasn't exactly been lighting it up either.
That's true. Cardinals are minus 2.5. Breeze has had two
back-to-back
terrible
awful games.
Does he have a touchdown in either game? No, I don't think he does.
No. Two straight, back-to-back without.
When was the last time Drew Breeze went three games without a touchdown? It might have never happened.
Probably at Purdue.
No, it was probably in San Diego when his first year before Rivers
got there. Philip Rivers and Tomlinson. Well, yeah, they were drafted the same year, yeah.
Yeah, Breeze and Tomlinson. But when Rivers got there, that's when Breeze became good.
Correct.
You know, like everybody's like, oh, Breeze isn't that good. The river showed up. He's like, oh, no, I'm great, guys. I'm great. Look at me. I'm fantastic.
That actually is what happened. Yeah,
I know. I don't know who the hell I like in this game. I thought Arizona was better than Miami.
Saints money line.
Yeah, I got Arizona.
Saints win the game outright.
They might. Nobody thinks they will. I got Arizona. I don't feel good about it. It's not one of my best bets. I think they got to bounce back after that game, but I think they're devastated now. Saints are devastated too. Both these teams stink.
Obviously the Cardinals are the bigger disappointment.
Yes, of course. Everybody, they were like, a lot of people picked the Cardinals to win the Super Bowl. A lot of them.
Well, those people were mistaken.
They were. But they
and did. That's a bad pick because Carson Palmer stinks.
He's all right.
Nah, he stinks.
Maybe. Patriots at Broncos, 425 on CBS. This is legit a reason for you to go to cbs.com/all-access/FTAG=AAM-00-10ABG6.
I'm pretty sure that was in the final scene of The Matrix.
That was that's our tracking tag. So the mother load will know the mothership people will know that CBS Sports is pushing traffic to there.
Indeed.
Yes.
I'm taking the Broncos to win the game.
Wow, really?
Yes.
That's a bold play.
Last year, Sunday Night Football, Brock Osweiler starting. Broncos win. 3.5-point dogs. AFC Championship game. Broncos, 3 or 3.5-point dogs. Peyton Manning at quarterback. Broncos win. This year, 3-point underdogs at home. Trevor Siemian at quarterback. Broncos win.
I'll tell you this. I'm the only person right now, Lock and Four has got to put his picks in, but I'm the only person who's got the Broncos covering. And I like that.
Not only do the Broncos cover, the Broncos win.
Here's the thing about this, that if you're picking a defense that's going to match up well, I know LeGarrette Blount's running the ball well and the Patriots' offensive line is getting better, but they're going to limit what Tom Brady can do and they're going to put pressure on him. Von Miller wants to – this is a win-or-go-home game for the Broncos.
Indeed, and I think that they're going to come through. I like Den. Like I said, I think that Denver's defense will put Brady on his butt. Can I say ass? Going to put him on his ass.
Yes.
And I don't like what the Patriots did on Monday night, like with those deep passes against Baltimore, is not flying against the Broncos secondary. Not happening. Now, you could maybe convince me that this is a game where they take the air out of the football and run it 30 times with the LeGarrette Blount.
Very nice.
They could win that way. I just don't think it's going to happen. So I'll take Denver.
Yeah, I think they'll load the box and say, beat us. We'll put our corners one-on-one with your guys, and you're not going to beat us. Go for it.
Chris Hogan is not catching 150 yards in this game.
No,
it's not happening.
No. And remember, Jimmy Smith got hurt for the Ravens, too.
Correct.
And that didn't help.
And that obviously helped them.
Yeah. Also at 425 on CBS. What a loaded slate. Get a CBS All Access, everyone. Chargers, +3 at home against the Raiders. This is a no-brainer for me, even though Phillip Rivers has gagged his face off the last 3 weeks. Give me the Chargers against the Raiders.
Plus three. Chargers money line. Chargers win the game outright.
What do you think about a Chargers-Broncos... Giants money line parlay? What does that play?
I don't think I would take the Giants in that parlay.
Okay. How about Ravens? I mean, I can't take like the Bills.
No. You just want to do straight up money line parlay?
Yeah.
Bengals.
Well, I want one to counterbalance the plus three dogs at home because they're probably +200, right?
So you want a favorite?
Yeah, I'm thinking like one favorite. You could do the
Dallas.
Bengals. Oh, well, imagine that, Dallas.
Well, you like Houston, right? Do Houston.
Yeah, Houston. Yeah, Houston or Baltimore.
I could see the Jaguars winning in that game.
You mean the Eagles?
No, I could see the Jaguars beating the Texans.
All right, sure. I could see any of these teams beating any of these teams. I could see the Buccaneers beating the Cowboys. All right, let's talk about that game. Sunday night game. Anyway, there's a money line parlay out there. We need to figure out what that other team is. I'll think of it. It's somebody. Might be the Panthers, +5 on Monday night. Cowboys -7 against the Buccaneers. That's a big line. That's a bigger line.
Down to 6.5 now.
Is it?
Yeah.
I might like the Cowboys at 6.5. I like
the Cowboys at 6.5 or 7. I think major bounce back effort from them.
Oi, every single person with their picks in so far on CBS has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +7.
So you take Dallas. Don't even think twice about it. They're going to run the ball down their throat.
Any chance Tony Romo plays?
If Tony Romo plays, then the Bucs will probably cover. And I only say that not because I don't like Romo, but if Romo comes in, it means that things are going poorly.
Well, it means that the Bucs are up 14 and up 21 against the spread.
I got to tell you, I grew up a Giants fan, bud, and I always hated the Dallas Cowboys. Like, it was part of my childhood indoctrination.
Sure, sure.
I was watching Emmitt Smith run for 200 yards against the Giants in every game. I think that I kind of want Romo to play, and I think I would root for Dallas if Tony Romo were the quarterback. Like, I want Tony Romo. I can't believe I'm saying this.
To win a Super Bowl.
I want Tony Romo to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
It's horrendous, right?
Yeah, that's weird for a Giants fan.
New York. And, like, I want Tony Romo to win a Super Bowl. I would love if Tony Romo came in on Sunday night, like Bucks up 14-0 at the half. Romo comes in and leads the Cowboys to victory. I would love that. Like, I want it to happen. Like, I want Tony Romo deserves to go to ride off into the sunset a winner.
I'm with you. Do you think Pete threw out on the Tuesday podcast that he thinks Romo could retire if they win the Super Bowl and Romo plays?
That would be unbelievably awesome.
And if Romo comes in, see, here's the thing. Once you pull that Band-Aid.
He's got like a hot blonde knife. Like, I mean, take your Super Bowl ring and ride off into the sunset, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. And like, you've got five back surgeries. You got the ring. You go down in Cowboys lore, and you don't have to worry about next year. I mean, look, but if he does that, he's also the starter next year, too. It's a very complicated situation. Jerry Jones is not helping matters at all.
I don't think there's anything that Romo could do to be the starter next year. That I disagree with.
To win a
Super Bowl, I don't think he's the starter.
If he wins a Super Bowl, he's the starter.
I think that Dak starts next year no matter what.
Interesting. They can't trade him if he wins a Super Bowl. If he's like, I'm coming, they're going to farve him?
Well, I mean, they could.
Not after a Super Bowl win.
I mean, the Ravens cut Trent Dilfer after the Super Bowl and signed Elvis Gerber back. I know it's different, but...
Slap in the face to Tony Romo to compare him to Trent Dilfer.
That's true. Right. Oh, I can't believe I just came to grips with the fact that I kind of want Dallas to win a championship, but only if it's Romo, not if it's Dak.
I like Dak, but I don't want Dallas to win either. Cowboys fans are kind of insufferable. Panthers at Redskins... Monday night, man, this game looked good on the schedule last year, didn't it? Not so great now, but the Panthers are 5-8. They're winning some games. Redskins 7-5-1. Desperately need to win this one at home. Redskins -5. I like the Cats in this spot.
I like the Redskins here, and the reason why is I don't like Carolina secondary at all, and I think that Kirk Cousins is going to have a field day here. I think the Redskins are going to win this game by 10 points. I don't even think there's really... Like, how are the Panthers going to prevent the Redskins from scoring 30 in this game?
I don't know. I like fat Rob Kelly. I'll tell you that much. I like Rob Kelly. He runs hard.
AKA, he's on your fantasy team.
No, but I like watching him. I've been watching him because he's on my fantasy team, but he runs hard and he's a good running back. He should have been the guy.
I thought in the preseason watching him, I think I've said this before, that like he should have been, you should have started the
started
year
day one. It's insane. Why was he not
remember
the starter?
Remember Matt Jones?
Yeah. Matt Jones' mom doesn't remember Matt Jones.
Oh, poor Matt Jones.
I know. All right, I got the Panthers. You got the Redskins. Anything you want to plug that's coming up besides CBS All Access?
Yeah, I mean, there's so much stuff going on always.
Fantasy football today, every day.
Fantasy football today, noon, Thursday, Friday, 11 a.m. Sunday. NBA crossover Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Welcome to the club soccer show, 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I don't know. There's always I host so much. Thursday Night Live tomorrow. I forgot leading you up to the Rams and Seahawks, which is going to be a great game, or it won't. Yeah. But yeah,
it's on NBC. It's going to be a terrible game.
Featuring yours truly and Bill Brinson. It'll be a great show.
Billy Brinson and his beard and Brady Quinn and John Beeson and all kinds of fun. All right, for Nick Costos at the Costos on Twitter, I'm at Will Brinson. Thank you for listening as always. We will talk to you guys next week.